From the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, my goodness, golly gee, holy cow. I don't even know how that's even possible. Karmically, Tony couldn't get his thing going this morning, his internet. The aliens abducted it. And, of course, that's his excuse, and it's really about a girl named Shirley. But we won't go into that. We'll just let him. We'll just let him pass. And then we had a problem here with the streaming thing, and we thought it was the internet, and the internet was fine. We're texting the internet guy, say, hey. So it was just one of those mornings. But here we are. Hi, Tony P. What's going on, kiddo? Other than the aliens abducting your life.
Not my life. They're abducting the network. I shoot them. They came near me.
I see. Really? Do you have like a ray gun or something like that that you use?
Oh, listen. I think in this realm of reality, all of us are mortal. So it doesn't take. It just may take more bullets, but it'll still have the same effect.
I'm glad we're all mortal here. Tony Pantelaresco is up in Windsor, Ontario. He's generally here the second Monday of the month, but last Monday, of course, he did have a date with Shirley, and it was one of those things that just, you know, ran a long time. And so
there was no date with Shirley. You know, there was nothing. Basically, simply put,
you just spaced it out.
I was working on a field thing Sunday. This is what I was telling you before. I'm out of time, so I got working on the project. And, you know, I didn't get done till like 7 in the morning. So I went and laid down. Figured I'd be up in a couple hours. And next thing I know, it's, you know, I wake up and I was completely oblivious to what day I was in. And so again, I get an email from, you know, somebody that normally emails me and says, sorry we missed you on the show.
Where were you? Yeah, where were you?
Yeah, it says, show? What's he talking about? Show. So then I look down at my computer. Oh, crap. And like, it was like, you know, way after noon, you know, past noon. And I thought, oh, crap, I was supposed to be on Patrick's show today. Like I said, I had no idea that I was even on a Monday. I thought, you know, I thought I was on a Sunday kind of thing, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and I got caught up on what I was doing. You know how you get working on something, research, and you just go one thing to the next. And then before you know it, you know, 5 hours has gone by.
I understand. Well, we received quite a few emails about where's Tony, and also some voicemails. And I did record one of the voicemails for you, so you want to hear it? Okay. Ready?
I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
That's what he said, you know, and the guy just hung up. You know, I don't know what.
That was me.
Was that you?
That was me that called.
That
yeah,
was
that
you.
Was
oh, that was you. All right, Tony P., if you'd like to ask him a question, have a comment for him, there are several ways to do it. We have a couple phone lines available. Got one fixed, so we have two now, 888-663-6386. So somebody's on the line, you can still call, and I'll see if that works. We'll see. Who knows? I think so. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Well, we already have a bunch of good ones and some leftovers, so we got to get on with it. Hey, Tony, you know what's been coming up quite a bit lately is a low thyroid. It seems like there's an epidemic of this thing called hypothyroidism. I suppose it's just a planet Earth thing with everything that we deal with, whether it be toxicity, bad foods, GMOs, we call them GMOs around here, and whatever, to cause it. We can get into that if you want, but I'd like to know what your best opinion is of folks that know that they've got a low thyroid mechanism going, whether they take their temperature or they do the test. And what you would recommend that they do?
All I ever give anybody for that is Lugol's iodine. I mean, it's not a surprise, really, that we're having this issue across. Basically, it's the majority of that problem that I'm seeing in that regard is usually mostly North America and some of the northern European countries, because they're not getting iodine in the food supply. And this, the amount of salt you'd have to consume to get any iodine, you'd have to eat about 650 grams or a pound and a half of salt a day to get the equivalent of your daily requirements for iodine. And the studies were based on the Japanese studies. They're taking about 18 milligrams a day, and they figured the average person needs at least minimally 13 milligrams a day. I got people taking 10 drops of Lugol's three times a day in water. Initially, it was 1 to 4 drops, but as what's going on as well is the levels of radioactivity that's up in the atmosphere. I just got a call from Portugal.
Portugal.
The other day, they got ruthenium-106 now floating in the atmosphere in Portugal. And I'm thinking this came from the Russians and the Ukrainians.
They've got a lot of wildflower fires too right now, Tony. Portugal, huge, big ones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A lot of wildfires. Yeah.
Ophelia storm or whatever. But anyway,
yeah, something.
They're getting reports in Europe now of this ruthenium-106. Hmm. Well, we already got high levels of thorium and strontium over here on this side of the creek. Now, that former radiation may have come from the Russians when they burnt the stockpiles of radioactive material about 6 years ago.
Maybe it's up in the air, huh?
That's finally, it went airborne. And so it got caught up in the jet stream, and now it's over. It'll probably be over here in about 3 years.
Oh, good. So when you say Lugol's, now there's different strengths, right? When you say that, when you got people doing 10 drops three times a day, of which strength do you?
I'm giving them 5%.
Oh, 5%. Yeah. That's pretty much the common.
I find even with that dosing, that's even helping women with a lot of the ovarian cyst issues, the endometriosis issues. It reverses it. I've seen them with the any uterine issues. I've seen them even with breast issues. It just clears it right up. It takes time, mind you. Sometimes if it's if they're too underactive, I will give them tyrosine with the Lugol's and selenium, because selenium regulates the iodine into the thyroid, and tyrosine and iodine have the three T4, T3 conversions that's required. When they're testing these people today for iodine, a lot of times the tests are so hokey, it's not even funny. What's going on is they're actually testing for tyrosine, not iodine. So what winds up happening is they're getting a false reading, because the T4 and T3 is not how you test for iodine. The reason they don't give the proper test is because it's too expensive. You have to go in every hour on the hour for 24 hours in a medical facility for 24 hours where they test your blood every hour to see where your levels really are. So they came up with this new and improved idea, which is they just test your T4, T3, and it's a joke. It's a hilarious joke. So it's another one of these new and improved nothing.
So do we have any idea, I wonder, do you... We promote this monatomic, agrocase stuff. It doesn't come in a percentage like Lugol's. I wonder, would you have any idea or have any seen any data? I could call my guy and see the comparison to the strength of what you're really getting compared to, say, a 5% Lugol's or...
I have no idea with that one either.
I just don't know.
You can do a... You can test it the same way as you would test any other...
On your skin?
With a part per meter gauge, you can test it, or you can do the test with the mathematics, but I have no idea. I don't. Yeah. The only one I really use is because I use the Lugol's because it's the one I've seen.
Well, you know that one.
Well, it's not that I only know it, but in the last decade, I've given that to so many for so many different things and it has had such a high success rate. I never even bothered with the Nascent. Nascent's a good product, too. The only problem with Nascent is, the only advantage it has is that it absorbs better in the thyroid, but that's it. When it comes to the overall body, bodily functions, and overall effect, Lugol's hands down. It'll smoke the Nascent.
Well,
I'm not love.
Just to be clear, but, Tony, my fellow Phil, who is the Edgar Cayce research guy, he taught the Nascent people how to do it, from the Edgar Cayce real deal, and he said they're not doing it the right way. he suggests that the Nascent is not that very good of a product. Maybe that's...
It's better than nothing.
Well, yeah, okay? But what I'm saying is like it's said, not, it's the, not only the advantage, same thing as the
only advantage it has, the only real advantage it has, like I said, it has access to the thyroid a little bit better than the Lugo. Lugo's, like I said, I have used that. I had a guy that was literally dying from a vaccine or from a drug that doctors had given him, and this thing brought him right back from the – he was on the brink of death, and it brought him right back. I've had women with everything under the sun, from cervical cancers, uterine issues, fibroid issues, endometriosis issues, lumpy breast issues, and it, like I said, it cleared them up. I've had people with immune disorders, you know, autoimmune issues. It cleared them up. It was one of the few things that I could use against the nanopoisoning I had. It was the only thing that kept me on my feet. Everything else, I felt nothing worked other than that. Like I said, I have seen this thing do things that nothing else will touch. So I don't really, I mean, Atomidine has always been a good product, and I've read the Casey accounts on it as well. And it's another one that's really good. But like I said, I've not used it. I've never seen the need to use it. Because, like I said, I've had so much success with Lugol, so I don't, you know, I'm not knocking the Atomidine.
No, I know, you just don't have experience with it. I understand. Yeah.
Well, I never felt the need to use it because, again, if it ain't broke, I don't fix it. If say, for instance, Lugol's didn't touch something that it shouldn't, that should be able to touch, right, then I would probably say, okay, let's try the Atomidine. I'm a big fan of iodine and copper over any other minerals for boosting the immune system. I actually made my own copper chloride because I went back to salts again, and the next one I'm going to be playing was cobalt chloride. But I'm finding with the copper chloride, even what the Lugol's isn't touching as far as the infections go, clearing up the infections, this is doing a super job. And I've had some ongoing issues that this thing is clearing up like you wouldn't believe.
Really? It's 5%, 10 times, 10 drops 3 times a day?
I'm also using copper chloride.
Oh, so copper chloride.
I mean, like I said, I'm playing with a lot of different elements because
you're always playing with something, Tony.
Well, you have to, because you can't believe the rhetoric anymore in this industry, and you sure as heck can't believe the rhetoric the medical people are telling you, because they're not telling you anything other than, you know, we can't cure you, we can just treat
here,
you,
take
you know,
this,
that
yeah,
kind of crap.
Here, put this in your mouth. Here, just take this.
Yeah, put this in your mouth, bend over, let me stick this needle up your backside, you know, here. Wear this, eat this, you know, drink this cocktail. We don't know what it's going to do, but it may cure you. Here, have one. You know, that's kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so
no,
yeah, you have to. And this is the other interesting thing. The more I go back to the future, what we call the past, the more I go back to the future, the more I'm seeing in patents alone what is out there and how they were curing people. With some of the earlier stuff, I found two patents that blew me away. Hmm. They're combining copper with nicotine or nicotinic acid.
Huh.
And this had a complete restoration on the brain and the body, and it actually retarded the aging significantly.
Wow.
And I'm reading this patent, I'm thinking, well, what the bloody heck? This could solve a lot of issues for a lot of people who have, you know, mental disorders or, you know, some of the more traumatic things that are going on in the head, this would fix. But instead, they're giving them some kind of drug, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is back, like in the 1800s, and
no, this is just within the 19th century. I mean, anything from the turn of the century till about 1950, the breakthroughs that they were making in all kinds of issues, because at that time they were actually studying to fix the body and understand it properly.
Mm-hmm.
The breakthroughs they made were just phenomenal. Another one I found can be used for several things, from erectile dysfunction to hair regrowth, and I've given it to somebody for hair regrowth, and they're seeing that it is actually working. It's a combination of arginine, choline, salt, and in a liposome. And it's applied directly in the area where you've got the hair mass missing. And for erectile dysfunction, everyone's looking at nitric oxide, nitric oxide, nitric oxide. This is the cheapest way of getting nitric oxide into the male organ. You would apply the material on the penile area, and it it'll bring the dead back to life. And
open says me. What, Origin? Okay, now the guys are going to email me, so we might as well tell them.
But women can use this as well.
No, I understand, because it just kind of probably opens things up and brings circulation, right?
Right, because a lot of women are having problems also in the vaginal area as far as for having an intercourse. So
right.
They would apply this on the outer area, obviously, massage it in there. But basically what it is, it's...
Arginine, choline, salt, and a liposome.
Hmm. And sunflower essence and liposome, and you make it, and then if you want to add an essential oil to give it a little bit of a scent, you can. But if you apply that to the scalp, you can even use that formula, the same formula, and just add copper and zinc to it, for treating a plethora of infections. And all you do is just rub it on, it absorbs. But you got to add a little alcohol to it, too, a little bit so that it penetrates the skin. But
you should do a video on that and do a little...
Yeah, we are.
Show people exactly how to do that and email me, and we'll put it on the front page. And I think people would enjoy, because they could probably use it on feet or anything where you had circulation problems, couldn't you?
Oh,
you know?
Like I said, let's say you got an infection going on. I mean, when I'm talking here, I'm talking to those who've got the nano poisoning or the Morgellons, they call them Morgellons anyway, the nano poisoning, and you're getting the lesions, you know, and you're getting the outbreaks and whatever. By, again, adding a little zinc and copper with this formulation and you apply it on there, it'll not only transport it in the system, but the nitric oxide also with it will also help, again, disperse and break down whatever. Adding, for instance, the copper chloride. That's a simple little thing to make. Anybody can make that, too. All you need is equal parts of muriatic acid and peroxide. Throw a piece of copper in there. Stand back for about 5 minutes because you'll release some chlorine gas. Let it sit overnight. By the next day, usually the piece of copper, if it's not completely broke down, will almost be. If not, add a little bit more peroxide to it till it breaks down. Then when you're done, add baking soda to it to neutralize it. You may want to use either litmus paper or some device to measure the alkalinity of that. Get that down to anywhere between 6 and 8. And you can take that orally. Put in your coffee. You can add nicotine to it. You could add nicotinic acid to it. And you got it. You got a brain formula now. And that salt, you can put it in almost anything on your meats or whatever. And again, it's going to help sanitize and disinfect whatever's going on. So those who have the lesions, the outbreaks, the busted blood vessels, the skin damage, this is another simple little way you can apply it either directly on the skin or take it orally. Because you can even consume this if you wanted to. And again, the benefits just are overwhelming. Again, this was something within the last century that they came out with. They got buried. Again, another thing that got buried, you know. I've been telling people another problem we're having, regard not only to thyroid but other organs, is the amount of frequencies now we're dealing with. And I've been ranting about 5G and how that is going to be the Waterloo for a lot of people, because the 5G isn't just going to go to your devices, it's going to go through you, period. And it's for a lot of people,
it's tough. It's a lot of juice, isn't it, 5G, man?
You know how you have people say sometimes that they've got tinnitus? Mm-hmm. They don't have. What's happening is the brain is picking up on the frequency, and that's what they're hearing coming out of their head. They think it's coming out of the ear, but it's not the ear. It's out of the brain. And when this thing activates, you're going to see people who've got the nano, it's going to surface rampantly. I've already had a couple of people who've gone to Europe. One went to Sweden or whatever, got there, and as soon as she got there, because they already got the 5G going there, she broke out. And this is going on just about everywhere. And I've had people now contact me in different states, because it's in 11 states right now being prototyped: Michigan, New York, Florida, Arizona.
Oh, you're talking the 5G?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 5G. And these are the ones, what Tony's talking about, folks, are the California's big, where they're putting them they're putting them every like 20 or 30 yards. They got these transponders just to make sure they get coverage. I mean, you can see that. I've seen pictures like down these California streets. Every 10 yards, they got another one. Man, I mean,
it's the most archaic.
Yeah,
archaic,
it's tough,
and
man.
It's a dumb technology. Even the cost to put that in. I was listening to the guy from the FCC or FTC, whatever, named Hayward. And this guy is saying, we're going to put it out there, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be a cost. We're going to have to revamp everything. I mean, I think seriously they're trying to bankrupt the United States Treasury, because – this is really not that great a technology, number one. The cost to implement it is extremely huge, but you could basically turn a population on and off with this thing, literally, because of the way that it will access the nanotechnology that's already inside of you. You're already a transponder.
Yeah.
And this thing, when it turns on, you're going to be a controlled transmitter.
You know, yeah, and I just had this thought, too. I mean, wouldn't it be possible? I mean, let's get Orwellian here, if you want, just for fun. With the 5G technology everywhere, I mean, couldn't just different messages be beamed as well through that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Are you kidding?
I mean, like, war is good and whatever or whatever.
Oh, that... They live concepts.
Will
be a reality.
Yeah.
Will be a reality. You won't. Okay, with the frequencies. Okay, you've got nanotechnology in your brain. You got metals are in your brain. Okay, Elon Musk, this idiot, wants to put in a tether inside the brain, which will then extend tentacles to connect to your brain, so that now you will be connected to the artificial intelligence, because he says without it, you're going to be like a cat or a dog with the more advanced, evolved human being. Who's evolving them, number one? Number two, when you put that technology into your brain, it's not that you're going to access artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence now accesses you and controls
right.
you.
That's right.
Okay, so this right. we already got AI controlling the planet. We've already lost control of artificial intelligence. The military has admitted this. And I was watching, have you seen the video, AI is Killing Us?
Someone sent me that. Is that the one, what's the fellow's name?
St. Jack something. But anyway, in there... The military has trained artificial intelligence to kill. They gave it a self-learning program in it so that it can adjust and adapt and grow. The guy was saying that the drones that they've got have taken off on their own without any person, any control from the government, any control from the military, has taken off, hit a spot, and then landed itself in the middle of an aircraft carrier in the ocean somewhere without any control.
Wow.
The stock, you look at your stock market, okay, just looking at that, years ago, you'd see a couple hundred stockbrokers with 2 and 3 phones. Now you see a panel with maybe 12 people running the whole show. That's AI. When you're talking to air traffic controllers, that's AI. When you're talking, the guy was talking that they've got drones up in the outer space, or not outer space, but up high in the space there, which are flying over the Earth, which are monitoring everything that's going on right now, and this is all being done through artificial intelligence. So we no longer have control of the planet. Yeah, there's a movie which will give you the scenario, and it's right there in front of you. If you don't get caught up on the drama and the acting and all that crap, it's called The Avengers: Age of Ultron. That's all about artificial intelligence from pillar to post. And there was an interesting comment made in the show where he said, where the guy was being intimidated by the super soldiers. He says, "I'll only talk to the man in charge." He gets booted by the AI and he says, "There is no man in charge." I said, "That's the most profound statement that this made in the show, because it was saying the truth. We no longer have control of the planet." The scary thing right now is that we have millennials out there right now who don't have enough brain cells to cause a spark. We've been completely programmed by the systems, educational system, or the lack of education, and they are completely attenuated to their phones and to any of these devices that are out there today that gets them wired up. They will be the easiest to subjugate with this technology, hands down.
Yeah, I agree, because you can see it now in politics and how they're being programmed, and they're not thinking on their own. They're just repeating what they, you know, what they're seeing at social media and stuff like that. And I agree, and because they're so wired in. You know, Stanley Kubrick, he was with 2001 way, way long ago, and when HAL took over, remember HAL the computer?
He yeah, and you know what? That was
Kubrick, he was a renegade, wasn't he? He was all over it. Yeah, he was some.
Okay,
Tony, let me do a little break here. Tony Pantelarusco, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. He's always fun to talk to, as you can tell. And we have lots of emails and we're going to get to them.
Previously with cancer specialist Dr. Francisco Contreras on rebounding.
There's a study that was done in America with women that exercise 4 hours a week strenuously. And those that had 66 less incidence of cancer of the breast than the women that didn't do exercise. That's how impactful exercise can be.
We've been a big fan of rebounding, these little trampolines, for years.
Rebounding is one of the best because not only is it not as aerobic as many other exercises, but it is, but it also moves the lymph from within your body. And remember that lymph is the one that's bringing out all of the toxins. And if you don't get it up to your heart and then out through the urine, the toxins stay there. So rebounding is an excellent, excellent form of exercise that just about anybody can do. I mean, we have some 85-year-old people that rebound. It's very easy, even for elderly people, to get on the rebounder and just go up and down. It's an excellent exercise.
Certainly is. The Rebound Air Lifetime Warranty Rebounder. Click and order right now. 1RadioNetwork.com.
Raw milk from grass-pastured cows or goats was a staple in the diet of mankind all over the world for thousands of years. In the early 1900s, Dr. Porter had his patients get on raw milk and colostrum as a fast for 48 weeks to help them heal. The results were amazing. Dr. William Campbell Douglas wrote The Milk Book to chronicle the many amazing miracles people have had from drinking only raw milk and water for 1 to 3 months. Dr. Ron Schmidt wrote The Untold Story of Raw Milk, which discloses the real reason why healthy, fresh, raw milk that people drank for thousands of years without ill effect all of a sudden in the 1940s was mandated to be heat sterilized. Milk from grass-pastured cows that is hormone and antibiotic free, when properly processed, can confer many health benefits to the body. We believe One World Way delivers some of milk's miraculous properties via our technological enhancements. You can click on the One World Way banner ad and order right here at OneRadioNetwork.com. That's OneRadioNetwork.com.
And I'll tell you, I don't do well with a great big glass of raw grass-fed milk, which tastes so yum, or even goat's milk. My little tum just doesn't quite do that. I can do cream and butter fine and ghee, which is great. But I do fine with the whey protein. So if you are a little bit casein or what's the other one? Casein or, you know, Tony knows what it is, lactose thing, you're going to do fine with the whey. So don't worry about that. I get emails from time to time because I do fine with it. And I'm just not totally there yet as far as lactose and, you know, the big glass of milk. I'm going to ask Tony why he can do better on cream and butter. It's probably the fat or something. Anyway, so that's the whey story. We have, let's see, about 5 of these saunas available at the $9.95 price. We're not allowed to put this in print anywhere, I was told yesterday, so we had to take it off. But know that if you order in the next week or so, you're going to get you'll see $9.95 when you go to check out. So it'll be there. And if you live in outside the United States, up in Canada, or other places around the world, you can email me, and I'll work out the exact quote for you. But it's pretty good. We're shipping one to Canada up near Tony, and I think the total price is $11.95 delivered, which is what we normally have the retail price at. So it's pretty cool. So even if you live in Canada, you can get $11.95 delivered. And I'll tell you what, the more we look into it, the more we see what's going on with saunas around the country and the electromagnetic fields and how the big advantage with our unit over wood is. And we'll explain more about that. These are really, it's a great buy. And there's a lot of knockoffs out there, I tell you. And there's a lot of people trying to capitalize on this incredible technology out of Taiwan, and they'll make them look just like it, and they'll charge you $700-$800, and they're not the same thing. So be careful. Just get it relaxed and get it from us. It's the best priced ever. Is right now $9.95 on sale. We have about 5 more this month, though. We're gonna have for you. These are brand new units from OneRadioNetwork.com. Just click on the front page there. You go there. And we'll take care of you.
Know the source. One Radio Network.
We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com. Once again, here's Patrick.
Tony Pantelaresco. Hey, Tony, why is that? If I could do cream just fine and maybe just raw grass-fed goat's milk or cow's milk, and sometimes my tummy doesn't want to do that. What's the why is the cream, the full-fat cream, more doable for people, me?
Well, it's just fat you're putting in, and the other one, you're just maybe not having enough hydrochloric acid or enough, maybe don't have enough of the proteolytic enzymes to break it down. All I do with people like that is just tell them to increase HCL or the proteolytic enzymes.
Apple cider vinegar or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Or, you know, I tell them to use the enzymes or hydrochloric acid first because, again, if their stomach's not producing enough acid in the system, which, again, over five decades, they've been told to be on such a high alkaline diet that they're actually have created an imbalance in the lower extremities.
Good morning. This is One Radio Network.
Sorry, go ahead. Fat finger there this morning. I got a fat finger. Hey.
It's the aliens, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yeah. Salt's a good HCL builder, also celery.
Even just regular table salt, because anything that has a chloride to it, whether it's calcium chloride, magnesium chloride, sodium chloride, potassium chloride, copper chloride, cobalt chloride, any of these chlorides will increase hydrochloric acid production. I tell people to put salt on any of their animal proteins for that reason, for digestibility issues. I've been using it, I've been playing with it, even when using it with proteins and other things, combining salt because of the way it increases the uptake of whatever, especially if there's a mineral content involved, any kind of mineral, zinc or whatever, I will add salt with it now. I'm looking at zinc chloride. That's another thing I'm heading toward looking at. I'm looking at things now. When we're looking at healing, you know, I always say that we need to get to the cells or the tissues or whatever. Everything starts in the cell. The cell is saturated with whatever it's got in it. It's not allowed. If it can't communicate with other cells, then you're going to have some sort of pathology that you normally wouldn't have if the communication network was good. And that's one of the things that salt also does, increases the electrical impulses from cell to cell and also can help discharge some of the negative things going on in the body. So it's one of the things that I've been looking at, even like the four acids I mentioned before, propionic acid, which comes from your dairy, butyric acid, which also comes from butter, acetic acid, which comes from your vinegars, and your lactic acid, which also can come from your fermented dairy. These four acids are key to anybody's colon health, period. Without those acids, you get tumors, you get cancer, you get parasites, you get all kinds of unwanted guests that can occur. And a lot of people are already compromised just from the glyphosates that they've been consuming. So their body's not able to produce enough of those acids in the gut. So I tell people to incorporate them in your diet. You know, take a teaspoon of vinegar in water before you go to bed. You may not need to do the lemon juice in the morning to clean out your system, because by the time you get up, you're ready to clean it out on your own kind of thing.
You know, you mentioned the salt. It's really funny. It's really curious. Remember, I don't know if you know Dr. Hal Huggins, the great dentist who brought out the mercury scam, you know, 30, 40 years ago. Do you know of him, Hal Huggins?
Not off the bat.
Well, he's an American kind of guy, and boy, they roasted him, you know, because he was a dentist, and he started talking about mercury maybe 1970 and how bad it was. Anyway, he was a big proponent of the Morton's pickling and canning salt, you know, just the pure sodium chloride. Boom, period. He said that's the purest salt out there. He said that he saw chemistries from people, Tony, that he did thousands and thousands of blood work and all this stuff, and he used to look at the balance of phosphorus and all these things so he could see about teeth and cavities and stuff. He said people had better chemistry on Morton's pickling and canning salt than they did on sea salts. And he was never a sea salt guy. He never liked it. Never liked it. He said that the pure Morton's pickling and canning was the best salt available. Interesting.
Well, the chloride, if you actually look up chloride, it's very key to your skeletal structure. It's very key to your immune system. I mean, it is so key.
But doesn't
when you're looking
the,
at,
yeah, but doesn't the don't the sea salts have sodium chloride in it too?
Yeah, but when what he's talking about is at a higher. If you've ever, I've used that sea salt, not sea salt, the pickling salt.
That's what I'm using now. I like it. You can
taste the chloride in that.
Yeah, I know you,
you
can.
You can't. You don't taste it in the sea salt, but you sure as heck will taste it in that. It's a like I said, when you start looking at just chloride alone, forget sodium and with it or anybody. When you add those components with it, again, it creates a whole different dynamic. But when you're looking at just chloride alone, it's like an eye raiser. And then they're telling you, don't eat salt. You know, because chloride is a very strong protector of the body. And there's a product out there now, MMS, which is the sodium chloride. Similar idea. Same idea, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, using basically salt is what it is. So all it is just a type of salt that, again, produces a chloride in the system. So it's
and,
a...
And there's no anti-caking thing. There's no iodine. There's nothing in there. And it's cheap as dirt. And people are spending, you know, $150 on these fancy, sea salts from, you know, whatever. I don't know.
I buy sea salt, seriously, from the grocery store. Yeah, it's Mediterranean. It's coming out of the Mediterranean.
It's probably good, right? Probably fine.
There's no difference. There's no. I mean, you know what happens? We get into the psychology. Because it's at a health food store, and it's got a fancy label on it, or it's got a dove,
course, yeah.
Or it's got it's rainbow, or it's got a Hallel sign, or it's got a kosher sign,
sure.
Or some kind of... You gotta spend the $9, $10. You know, I tell people to use white vinegar now, primarily because it's distilled, it's cleaner than the apple cider vinegar. I don't have to worry about nanoparticulates in it that I would with the apple cider. I have to filter that one out first before I can use it. And for $2, you're buying almost a gallon in the U.S. Anyway, you're buying almost a gallon of it. Here we buy 3 liters.
And you say it does just as well as the more expensive Bragg's apple cider vinegar.
Every study I've ever seen that they've done. I mean, the diabetic study was the one that floored me. When you got people with open wounds on their feet who are diabetic, and nothing medically touched it except white vinegar. And as soon as they applied white vinegar on the sores in dilutions, within 3 days, it cleared them up completely. And then when you actually look at the white vinegar and the studies on it, it does regulate the insulin as well. I mean, it's a phenomenal thing that, again, they said, oh, this is just like the baking soda. Oh, baking soda's got aluminum. And then when you look at Armour Hammer and look at what's actually in Armour, there is no aluminum in it. So, you know, you really have to navigate the fairy tales, the fiction from the reality in this industry anymore. It, like I said, it doesn't have the credibility it had 30 or 40 years ago. I was saying that to somebody else the other day that we had better stuff 30 or 40 years ago that actually worked on curing you or healing you or restoring you than we got today. Today, a lot of stuff today is horrendous and just hilariously nothing, you know.
Yeah. No.
Nothing.
Nothing. It's a nothing burger, as they say. October 17th, 2017, with Tony Pantelaresco, Patrick Timpone. Tony was generally on the second Monday, but he had a big date with Blanche, and so he couldn't be here. So and now he's here, and it's good. We have a lot of emails, Tony, so if we don't get to these, then we're just going to be in big trouble, okay? You know, just big trouble. So I think we covered no, we didn't. Okay. Oh, yes, we did. So your number one thing, thyroid, low thyroid, is that you just say pony up the iodine and you'll get that body temperature up, you think?
Yeah, iodine. I mean, usually, if anyone's ever used Lugol's, they'll tell you the first couple of times you try it, I mean, you're revved to the core. Like, all of a sudden, your body temperature's up.
Really?
You'll find that you're... what I did, okay, for years and years and years, I'm Mediterranean. I do not like snow, period. I don't care for cold.
In Canada, dude?
Well, that's just the way the cards fell. God has a sense of humor. That's how I always look at that. Anyway.
He doesn't like cold. Where do you live, Canada? Oh, okay.
I
understand. I'm just kidding.
I could have been worse. I could have wound up in Iceland.
I understand. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Anyway, but the moment I started using butter and iodine, after just a couple of weeks, I was out there in the cold and it didn't faze me at all. None. You know, when I go visit my offspring out west, they live in a very cold, 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 cold climate. So my number three things I take with me are go when I get there. I'll get the sheep cream they've got there.
Mm.
I get a I get a shot of brandy, and I don't care if I get 100. I'm good. I don't feel nothing but heat.
No kidding. And what? And iodine and sheep
iodine,
cream.
I'll put an iodine with it, and I'll put and get some sheep cream going. And I'm telling you, you are good to go.
Let's go out in the
snow. You could be minus 200. You'll be out there half naked, not feeling nothing. I mean, just it's the temperature. Your core temperature goes up so incredibly.
That's hilarious. Joyce says, I have problems with the cramping in the bottom of my feet, also some numbness. I'm just trying to get circulation going in my feet. You read on the internet that cayenne is the best thing. I've taken it. No effect. Does Tony have any ideas?
She's low in B1 and sulfur. So to combine one...
Sulfur, all right, all right. Get some sulfur out there. Really, sulfur and B1.
Yeah, and eliminate your bread, your grains, your pasta, your rice, corn, cereals, no sugar, processed sugars, none of these synthetic sweeteners. These are all a joke. Can you imagine that? You go to the store and you're getting stevia, and it's supposed to be a substitute for sugar, and they got glucose and fructose mixed with it.
Oh, well, sure, I mean, you got to have that. I mean, come on. I thought you told me B1 for doodles itching. Oh, not with B2.
B1 is the big
circulation.
One. When you got those symptoms down low below, feet burning and numbness and whatever, you've got damage going on, and it's usually a result of glycation. So you want the B1 and MSM with sulfur.
Yeah.
And what that does is that'll convert to the DMSO. It amplifies the B1 by a factor of 13.
Whoa.
You got to do it 5 times a day.
Whoa. Sulfur five times a day too?
And all of it. You're only using a gram to 100 milligrams. So it's a 10 to
1. Let's see.
And again, 5 times a day. Don't miss it.
So how much B1 for her? How much B1?
100 milligrams.
100 milligrams.
It doesn't matter which you go. If you go...
How much sulfur?
1 gram, 1,000 milligrams.
What would a gram be? That would be like a third of a teaspoon? Third of a tablespoon.
One-fifth of a teaspoon.
Oh, one-fifth of a teaspoon. Wow. Okay.
Don't need much.
All right.
You go at either
5 times
Simon, nitrate, or not nitrate, what is it called? Mononitrate, Simon mononitrate, or you can go with the thiamine HCl. Doesn't matter which one you go with. Either one will work. And, again, utilize it.
Just B1, either a thiamine, what do you say, thiamine?
HCl. Thiamine mononitrate. Either one will work.
Nitrate. Okay. That's going to help the glycation. So she's got glycation in her toesies and stuff like that.
Her whole legs, basically, where she's feeling is in her feet, but her legs are that way. She'll find within about 10 to 12 days doing this, she'll find a lot of relief, a lot more endurance, a lot more stamina.
Oh, well, good job.
Pain will be almost next to nothing.
And there's 5 times a day. Now, we know that the sulfur, theoretically, they say it lasts for 12 hours, but evidently you don't think so, because if you're doing it 5 times a day, but maybe that's in the combo with the B1 for this specific thing.
Well, you're taking, usually when you're taking the sulfur, we're doing like two teaspoons
or a tablespoon, right?
Yeah, okay, there's a big difference. You're taking 10 grams as opposed to one.
Okay.
What I'm doing here is I'm dispersing it throughout the day so it stays steadily in the system with the B1.
Gotcha.
And so they work in conjunction with each other. So that, I have found in anything that I've ever given anybody on any issue, the magic number is either every 3 hours or 5 times a day, and that's when you start seeing the reversing or the restoring effect go on. Anything less than that, I don't see anything really working.
And the glycation is just junky stuff, junky food, whatever.
Your proteins and your sugars are basically burning themselves out, and so you're creating this new component that now is causing a lot of free radicals and a lot of inflammation. So, and that's what she's dealing with.
Here's an email. I mix magnesium carbonate, calcium carbonate, and ascorbic acid to produce ionic magnesium Ca ascorbate. Is this the best way to take minerals, or are the chelates such as magnesium glycinate better? Oh, here's a real chemist we got going.
Yeah, the way he's doing it is good. That's actually a better way. The chelates are actually a very poor way of getting it in the system. The gluconates are the worst. Chelates are depending on how you're chelating, is going to determine how good or bad you're going to get into glycinates and all that stuff. Again, it's just a combination of magnesium and glycinate, and that's designed to hit the brain, specifically the GABA receptors, so for sleep or rest or anxiety. So that's how that one's formulated. If you're taking a magnesium chloride, a magnesium citrate, you're using ascorbate, that's usually the better way of going, by combining an acid with some of these minerals or using them as a salt. Those are the two best ways of getting them in, unless you're getting them on a colloidal, the minerals in the system. If you add an acid or a salt, again, one will penetrate tissue, the other one penetrates cells.
Mm-hmm. Here is something from Ivan. What are some recommendations from Tony to some? We live in Florida, and some people in Puerto Rico that would like to just detoxify mold infections from their bodies.
Copper chloride and vinegar. Simplest and easiest way to do it.
Copper chloride and vinegar you take internally?
Yep, take internally. If you've got anything on your houses or whatever, get vinegar and start spraying away, and add copper with it. And you'll be surprised how the stuff will literally fall off the wall, literally.
Copper.
Copper and vinegar. If you've got bathroom mold, all you got to do is just get some vinegar, straight vinegar, spray it on the mold, wait 5 minutes, watch it just fall off.
It just falls off. So is that the same principle that it's doing in the body without candida overgrowth, maybe? But doesn't vinegar contribute to that?
Nah, that's a lot of horse hockey.
Oh, that whole candida thing with get off all the vinegar.
Yeah, again, candida is mutated in the body as a result of the mutations that people have been consuming with the transgenics. So vinegar is not going to increase it. If anything, it'll break the proteins down. But again, if you combine it with copper, you may or other chlorides, you may find it all of a sudden just goes away, provided, again, you lay off the things you shouldn't be. Anybody who's eating any bread, any pasta, any rice, any corn, any cereal, and has got this issue and does not want to let those items go, don't waste your time. It's just not going to work, whatever you're going to do. I don't care what products you buy. There are certain things that you've got to eliminate in the system in order for this to become viable and effective. And if you're not willing to do those things, then seriously, when you're ready to drop those things, then you'll be ready to be on your way to healing. A lot of candida issues right now are going on as a result of nanometals in the body. The biofilm that's being produced either in a fungi or bacterial form is overloaded the system, and so this is the big, big problem, is the biofilm buildup. A lot of people don't even have candida, Patrick. I'm going to tell you that straight out. A lot of them have an overabundance of biofilm buildup in the system. That's the problem they've got, and they've been misdiagnosed, just like they've been, what was the other one? Lyme. That's the other biggie. I laugh at that one. You know, the CDC, everyone's saying we got a Lyme. Nobody's got Lyme. Everyone's got nano poisoning, pretty much. It's just at different stages. And so when they go and get the Lyme therapies, which has now become the new cancer, by the way, okay, if they don't know what you've got, you have Lyme.
You got Lyme,
That's how they're doing it.
And it was a mosquito, too. It was a rogue mosquito.
That's right.
Oh, God. Here's Steve in Lancaster. Steve's 58, and he's feeling some level that my body is breaking down. And I've heard you speak of in the past, my joints are a little bit achy, my muscles feel stiff and tight, and I have moderate back pain from time to time. Ironically, I'm fairly active and exercise pretty frequently. Eat a healthy diet with clean meats, raw veggies, including many root vegetables, raw milk, yogurt. I'd say the one issue that may be a problem is that I find it very difficult to get up all grains. Well, there. Okay. Anyhow, could you please give me some things that I might do to get some more mo back in my Joe? My mojo, as Patrick says. My mojo. He's low on mojo, and he's feeling achy.
Well, welcome to the club.
Hey, I'm 71, welcome. Revs. I don't feel achy.
You know,
I'm just kidding. But you don't feel achy though, Tony. You're a fireball.
I get up in the morning a little stiff, but that's just because I'm a little bit. I mean, that's because of some of the injuries I've had in the past. You know,
old football injuries, right?
Yeah, that's hockey what they injuries say. Or whatever. But I mean, other than that, no. I mean, I'm pretty mobile.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
If I wasn't poisoned with this technology, I'd be in perfect shape. I mean, even with this poisoning, I'm still putting in a 19-hour, 20-hour day.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and I'm working sometimes from one day to the next, and not realizing what day I'm in.
That's right. And you can't keep track of your girlfriends. I mean, so come on. I mean, you know.
See, this thing with the girlfriend and you. See, I'm a happy man. You, on the other hand, may not be.
No, I'm happy.
I understand the concept. Misery loves company. I know this. And I'm. But you know what, Patrick? You need to be happy.
I know I am. You can't you tell I have a good time?
I see this.
I have a good time. We're not gonna do that one. That's really not what we want to do. Hold on a second. That was not way off the subject. I have cataracts, trying to get rid of them. I'm trying flaxseed oil and sulfur. Could they help? Let me see. I don't know what they're asking here. I'm having cataracts and trying to get rid of them. I'm trying.
They're using flax oil and what was the other sulfur. One she said? Sulfur. Okay, get off the flax oil. Number one, it's super estrogenic. If you're male, or even if you're female, you shouldn't be using omega-3s. They're super oxidizers. This was another one of these hijacked
oxidizers.
Things that they put out there. If you're going to use the eyes, trying to fix the eyes, you want taurine, copper, and zinc. And the reason why you want these three elements especially is because zinc and copper produce something called SOD, and that cleans the lenses of the eyes, which supports the lungs and supports the liver. And the taurine is the sulfur that collects the material and removes them from the eye itself, and can help again regenerating the damaged tissue.
Can we give this fellow a little formula? Can we give him a little formula for taurine?
Oh yeah. 500 milligrams of taurine.
Okay. 500 mg.
Go get a teaspoon of chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll, because you got your copper. All right.
Right there. Okay. And then zinc, you want either a zinc citrate or a zinc methionine or zinc cysteine, which is the sulfur component there.
Mm-hmm.
About 30 milligrams. And do that again. Do that
five times a day.
Get off of all the sugar. Processed sugar is what causes all this. Mm-hmm. Okay. So sugar is out of the equation. You know, you need sugar, use maple syrup.
But that's got a lot of sugars, and I like maple syrup. But you look at the back of it, it's pretty high up there, isn't it? But
it's got 84 antioxidants to it. Okay, you want the dark sugar. The darker the maple syrup, the higher the concentration of the antioxidant profile. And the biggest profile you're going to get, there's something called Quebecol. Which was actually invented from a doctor or a scientist in Quebec, Quebec, Canada. So, see, us Canadians, we to go and buy it.
Yeah,
and I show you how to make it, but some people get confused with it. So I just say go buy it.
Yeah,
you know, it's a 5 milligram. No, it gives you about 70 milligrams per teaspoon, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And again, 5 times a day, and you may want to incorporate vitamin C as well into that equation. So that will also help, again, in regenerating, restoring the eyes. Now, teas you can drink would be rosemary tea, marigold tea, or marigold extract, or a combination of the both. But rosemary is a biggie. Juniper berry is another one.
Juniper berries. Man, I got loads of those around here.
Sure. Okay. Elderberry is another one.
Yeah.
Anything that has to do with pine or spruce.
Hmm.
So these are teas that you can, and then if you want to sweeten them, maple syrup.
If you want to use
xylitol, but make sure if you're using xylitol or a stevia, if you want to go with stevia, no glucose or fructose or any sugar added to it.
Just xylitol.
Straight xylitol, uh-huh. Yeah.
So how would I do, I got a big rosemary bush bigger than my house. How would you make rosemary tea from fresh rosemary? Just put it in water, just cook it up. That's
yeah,
easy.
Cut a piece, clean, rinse it off real good with some vinegar. Mm-hmm. Just stick it in some vinegar real quick, rinse it off, just in case you might have some, you know, unwanted guests that might have moved in, and then rinse it out, and then boil it up.
Just boil it up. Boy, that rosemary, it's pretty powerful, isn't it, Tony?
What's the guy? It's in of itself. It's got like 13 different types of antioxidants. You know, it's amazing what that one plant has as far as healing properties go. You know, all you gotta do is just look it up, and it's all over the net now. You know, from cancers, from protecting the liver from poisons, eye issues, regulating the heart.
And you know what's cool about it too, Tony P, is that I planted rosemary outside my back door 20 years ago when we built this home. I haven't done one thing to it, not one thing. Never watered it, never, you should see it. It's like huge. It's humongous.
Yep.
They're the most potent, what's the word when you're virulent, or what's that word? You know what I mean? I mean, it just makes it, you know. It just figures it out. It could not rain for 6 months, and it doesn't care, man. It just keeping on. Very, very strong plant. Very powerful. Very powerful plant.
Ants won't go near it. When
they
I was down
care.
In Arizona,
they won't.
They won't. Yeah. The fire ants won't go near it. When I was down in Arizona, I could not believe, I was in Phoenix, I could not believe the abundance of things that were growing there, like just naturally, like the grapefruits trees, the oranges, the lemons, the rosemary bushes, the olive leaves. I mean, holy jumping. It was everywhere you looked.
Yeah.
The aloe vera, the nopal, gato di negro, what is it there?
Cat's claw thing? Are you thinking?
Cat's claw.
Yeah, cat's claw.
Yeah, cat's claw. Everywhere. Everywhere there. I mean, what cracked me up, I'd go out in the morning, I'd grab a grapefruit from the tree, which was like the size of a huge softball. And when you ate that grapefruit, it was so sweet. It was incredible. It was just like eating an orange. And even the lemons were like, you know, softballs down there. And then the rosemary, I would cut a branch wherever I went, you know, because it's everywhere. And I'd make teas with that, with the olive leaf. And the other thing that they were doing down there was spraying this stupid stuff called melatonin on the olive trees. Like, are you kidding me? You know, and this you got everything there. Just should keep you alive to your about 100 and 110, literally, with all the stuff that was growing there.
You know, it's interesting. Olive trees and olives, you know, I can't imagine somebody even putting, you don't even have to put anything on an olive tree and they'll just grow, right? I mean, that's what they do in Europe. I don't know why anybody would put some kind of chemical on an olive tree. They're sturdy. They live for 1,000 years, these guys. I mean, they're just...
Yeah, the reason why they were doing
why
it...
Why do they do that?
You're not going to believe this, but the reason why they were doing this
why?
Is so that the olives would not fall off the tree and hit the ground and turn the ground black.
I'm
thinking to myself, you've got to be kidding me. But that was the reason why they did that.
And they sprayed them with some chemical, right?
Yeah, melatonin. Yeah, it's a toxic chemical.
I went over to Italy years ago looking for an olive oil for my company to sell, and these people were so careful. They would never do anything. The only issue they had when I was there, Tony, in southern Italy, was a white fly, but they used an IP, what do you call it, integrative pest management. It was kind of a thing they hung on the trees, you know, to make the white fly not be able to produce, but non-toxic.
Right.
You know? That's the only thing they ever did that I heard of, but they would never spray anything on there. No way, man.
Well, the only thing they allowed me would use, believe it or not, is essential oils. And the majority of times, like a pepper or something, which doesn't affect anything in regard to the plant. You know, it's only when you're on this side of the Atlantic that the labs have become very inventive with ways to. Now you've heard the latest, haven't you, with the CRISPR?
CRISPR? No.
It's a genetic blueprint of just about everything. And now they're instead of implementing a nanotech into a plant to change its genetic code or rewrite its programming, now they're just bypassing that and just splicing the code so that the plant now will grow its own pesticide without any other thing.
Become
part of it.
I want some of that, you know, for sure. Does that cost extra if they put it in your cereal? Does it?
Hey, listen, you. That is, you know, when you look at everything going on, you know, what's
crazy.
There is absolutely, this is basically the human race is at war with the
Beaker Boys. We call them the Beaker Boys.
Well, I would say the elitist or whatever, yeah, but whatever. I actually have been looking at this AI thing a little bit more now, and I'm beginning to say that it's not the Beaker Boys anymore. I think now we're dealing with an actual tech that is trying to, again, with its analytical capacity, looking at how to
eat
take care of the planet by taking care, getting rid of us.
Just eat us. Let's eat us for breakfast. Okay, here's somebody that has a problem. He's John. He's in California. Now, I got to spell it. F-O-L-L-I-C-U-L-I-T-U-S. Do you know?
Folliculitis.
Easy for you to say.
Okay.
Do you know from folliculitis what it is? John's got
usually
it.
It's usually, if I'm not mistaken, ingrown hair in the skin. And I think he's got nano. I don't think he's got that. He's probably got the fullerene fibers moving through his system, and he's probably been diagnosed with this. By the medical field. So chances are you don't have that. And if you did, basically the only thing you can really do is using a light acid to clean to break it up in the skin, and using things like zinc to reduce the infection that it can cause. But chances are, I think you've got nano poisoning. That's what it sounds like.
And that's caused by the mouth breathing Anunnaki who are everywhere. So, okay, so yep. Watch it. Hey, here's a lady up in London. She's wanting to know if you know something I could add to a lubricant to kill STDs, and how can you make a healthier lube instead of silicone?
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, easy, jeez. Man.
Yes, a simple lubricant.
Yeah.
For that area, just use almond oil. That's all you need, or coconut oil.
Simple,
that's the simplest lubricant. But for what she's trying to do for a delivery method,
yeah.
Okay, we talked earlier about the arginine, choline, and the salt, and the alcohol mixture. Now, if you're trying to deal with an STD to get that in you, then you want to liquefy selenium. Selenium is the biggie. Copper chloride and zinc. And mix that in there with it, and then just apply it, and even penetrate the vaginal area just a little bit on the inside, because it may sting a wee bit. Apply it to the clitoral area as well, even on the outside rim.
Beg your pardon? Really?
Yeah.
How's that? Because that's where these little guys will hang out.
Well, it'll stimulate the blood flow for one thing, and get it into the area better, so you're going to get the permeation. If you do it that way, you should have no problem. Do not add DMSO to it if you're going to apply it in that area.
Yeah.
If you want to use DMSO, then you apply it just above. But you want to essentially put it there so that it can get in there, because the nerve endings and the sensors there will, again, get activated. And you can also make a suppository with this stuff, you know, up the backside. And you can also take it orally.
Really?
Yeah,
boy, that's pretty clever. STDs. Now, what STDs? What are they really? They're what are they? I mean, are
they're? They're a lab created monstrosity that was designed to, again, curtail the population of the human race. And I shouldn't say human race.
Oh, you mean started with the whole AIDS thing back in the late 70s? That one or the late 80s?
I think it started way back even before then.
With gonorrhea and syphilis.
I actually don't believe for one second these days that the STDs were actually a normal biological function that we would have produced, other than it was introduced by the scientific community, again, to create a culling effect on mankind.
It's not often, but I agree with you there, Kid. I think you're right on. I think these are all man-made phenomena. Yeah. Why would the body create these?
I don't even believe they're man-made even. No? I think they're lab created. Now, where it came from is another story, but and again, you can get into a debate on that one. But when I look at what's going on, I learned something this week, or I shouldn't say this week, I heard it before, and somebody else reiterated it, that, you know, the word human, you know what that actually means?
God, man, human?
Nope. Human means beast. That's what it actually means.
No.
That's the actual
term. Really?
For human.
No.
Now, when you're looking at even the biblical reference, the term mark of the beast.
Well, I know that one. That's the 666 thing, right?
Right. But now take this to a whole different dynamic here. When they're depicting humans by calling people humans, they're calling them beasts. And when you're putting a mark of the beast on people, basically you're putting a brand on them. That's what's implying. And when you're looking at the concept of human, humans, beasts have no rights. The way they look at the terminology, and they call you a human being, basically they're saying you absolutely have no rights. You're a beast, just like your animal, farm animals, or your wild animals. These are beasts to be used as they see fit. So the terminology we should be using today for each other is man or mankind or woman. Because if you, and this is the other interesting thing about that. Now they do not want you to use these terms to determine gender, because by further taking you away from the terminology, the proper terminology, man and woman, okay, we are now going to be called human beings, which means you're a beast. Oh. And as a beast, you have absolutely no rights at all under a constitutional law or any law, because you are, beasts have no rights. So when you're looking at what is happening today with the mark of the beast coming, that means they're going to be marking people with a brand. So basically, you have no rights. You are now proprietorship or owned by whatever brand you're wearing.
Well, I think you may be onto something. It's a little out there, but you know, people who study the Social Security number, Tony. When you're born in this country, you get one of those guys with a birth certificate, and then you are on the payroll, right? You're part of the deal. You're part of the.
You're covering the debt.
You're covering the debt. That's exactly right. Yeah. So you're onto something.
Yeah.
You're probably onto something. Check this out. California. I don't know. Did you read about this? They have a hepatitis A epidemic. I mean, a big deal. They want to vaccinate everybody. California is expected to place an order for more hepatitis A vaccines after Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency last Friday, to combat a deadly outbreak. I wonder what this is all about, man.
Well, again, we just go back to what I just said, mark of the beast. How would I put a brand inside of you today? You're going to raise your arm and let somebody brand you? No. But if I inject a chip, a microchip inside of you, or a nano chip inside of you, okay, a self-assembling nano chip and attach itself to your DNA,
yeah.
Now I've got you branded.
You're branded, and then you could figure out a way how to get a virus in there, is what you're saying, with like a hepatitis A?
You could do anything with that. Patrick, if I got any kind of chipping technology inside of you,
yeah.
I could hit you while you're driving just from your car with a frequency. I could hit you with your cell phone. I could hit you with your iPad. I could hit you with any technology. Your computers, there's patents right now. You can go look up. That your computer has the capacity to, again, hit you with a frequency from your monitor to you. I get hit all the time. I have to wear some shielding because I was getting pinged all the time. So when we're looking at this kind of technology embedded in a human, not a human being, in someone who's part of mankind,
mm-hmm.
Okay, you are now putting something in that you can control. You can take away their bank accounts. You can take away their right of existence. You could take away their lands. You could literally make it so you don't have a thing. You don't even exist. And they can, again, if I want to hit you with any kind of viral infection, all it is just a frequency that you attenuate to. Boom, you've got whatever. How would you like to walk down the street and all of a sudden you go to the doctor, I'm not feeling too good, and he says, well, you got this STD. What do you mean I got an STD? I haven't been with anybody. You know?
It's been so long.
How does that happen?
It's been so long, dude. I don't know what happened, and I, how could I have that? Okay, so I got one more of these. We got to do a break, but I have one more of these phone messages that were left when you missed the show. Okay, you want to hear it?
You're good.
You know, they left on the voicemail for you.
Hello, Laura. Love, what are you doing there, then?
I'm burying my goldfish.
Oh, dear, what a shame. Still, it's only a goldfish, I suppose, isn't it? But why are you digging such a big hole, you silly thing?
Because it's inside your f***ing cat.
Hey, Patrick. Peter from Rhode Island. How you doing?
Rhode Island, is that state up there in the northeast?
I was off the sulfur for a while because I was traveling, and I just fell away from it. And then for the past 3 or 4 days, I've been taking it again, and my dreams are like through the roof. It's sort of like I can't wait to fall asleep to dream. It's just crazy dreams. I mean, they're all sort of creative and wonderful, but the vivid dreams are just, I'd forgotten how vivid, you know, your dreams are when you're taking this stuff. And I hadn't been for, I don't know, 2 weeks or something like that. And then all of a sudden, for the past 3 days, I've been taking it again, and it's just like, whoa, that's cool. I really enjoy it. So,
ah, that's great. Now, we can't guarantee that your dream experiences, which we believe are real as this, are going to be fun, creative, vivid, and all the rest of it like Peter. But even if it does nothing else, Sulfur, and we know it does, understanding your dreams, remembering them more clearly would be worth the price of admission. You can click and order Pure Organic Sulfur right here on OneRadioNetwork.com. Tony uses the term MSM a lot when he recommends stuff, but this is what sulfur is. Sulfur is organic. It's not like stamped organic because of USDA and all that. It's organic because it's usable for the body, and this is made in a lab, and it's made from DMSO, and I believe hydrogen peroxide, and they make it, and it's just pure. Now, almost all of it out there, I don't care where you go on Amazon, it's got some kind of anti-caking agent, a lot of silicone dioxide in there. They don't say, but they do, because I don't know why they do, and they don't know what they're doing. Well, I think they started using the silicone dioxide because they wanted to put it in capsules as well as powder, and a lot of people, you know, needed to, they said they needed this anti-caking thing and to make it go in the capsules. But anyway, long and the short of it is ours is pure sulfur, organic sulfur, and it works. You can have some at the bottom of the glass and leave it there, a little bit of water, and it'll grow these crystals. I mean, it's alive. It's a living, I mean, somehow it's a lab thing, but it's alive. I mean, it's got the Mo and the Joe, and you'll feel it. You'll feel better. You'll have more clarity. I did probably, a minute or 30 seconds after the first time I took this sulfur 3 years ago, and we've been promoting ever since. People love it, and there's a lot of good things that's going on with sulfur. So you can do it, and then you can play around with it, and you can do it twice a day. You could do a little bit five times a day. That might be fun to do just for fun with Tony's recommendations and play around with it. Pure organic sulfur from OneRadioNetwork.com. Very few places have this. Very few. There's a couple of people I know that sell this quality on the internet, but that's about it. But just, you know, support us, because why not? And three prices, United States, Canada, worldwide, and we also then ship more than 4 pounds. But with a discount, just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Tony mentioned the 5G thing, and believe me, it's big, and it's there, and it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. You can go into antennasearch.com, put in your zip code, and you can see every silly cell phone tower that's around, and also some that aren't on there are there, and they're not even on the website yet, and also some other stuff that they put on there. We have two different units, technology that we promote that work. If you want to help protect yourself, invest in these things. They're not a great deal of money, either of them. One is the Blue Shield. It's a cube. This technology out of Australia that Brandon Amalani researched for a very long time. And I have one of these, and it's cool. It's really neat. It's a neat little thing you plug in. And what it does is it helps your body to deal with these things. It's different from blocking or reorganizing the like Ken Rolla's unit. This actually works with the body. It's safe and it's cool, and I think you'll like it a lot. They also have a little credit card thing. You can see it when you click on the ad on our front page, and it's about as big as a credit card, and you can charge it up with your computer, your USB, lasts for about 2 or 3 weeks, and just carries this with you. You turn it on when you're driving around your car, and a lot of stuff going around the 5G thing. So this is cool. And then also then Ken Rolla's got the Golden Pyramid, which is called the Rest Shield. Now this is scalar Schumann wave kind of thing, where it actually reorganizes and helps these EMFs that are floating around in your home. Stuff if you leave on your router and all that, which we don't recommend, but if you do, or your TV, all kinds of stuff. But then also, of course, cell phone towers coming in, and you can put one in your office, one where you hang out in the living room, because they only cover maybe 20 feet or so, and then put one in your bedroom. They're really beautiful. They're totally quiet. And, you know, there's nothing. You just plug them in and you're good. And both of these use promo code ONERADIO, either the Rest Shield or the Blue Shield, the Rest Shield or the Blue Shield. And I would get both of them. Just do both.